This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Myanmar turned a new page in its gradual transition to democracy when the nation's first civilian president, Tin Jaw, was sworn in on Wednesday after decades of military rule. Jaw is a close ally of Aung San Suu Kyi, whose National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in last November's elections. She's barred by the constitution from becoming president, but has said she will run the government from behind the scenes. Benedict Rogers is an expert on Myanmar who works for the rights group Christian Solidarity Worldwide and has recently returned from a visit to the nation. I spoke to him earlier.
Well, it is indeed historic. It is the election of the first civilian democratic president in over half a century. However, there are many challenges. The military has certainly not gone away. Under the constitution, the military will actually still maintain control of three key ministries in the cabinet: home affairs, border affairs, and defence. And they still retain 25% of the seats in parliament that are reserved for the military. So the military will have a big influence in government, and that will obviously constrain what the democratically elected government is able to do. And in addition to that, the country faces huge problems in terms of ongoing ethnic conflicts, religious intolerance, poverty, and a whole host of other challenges. So it's a historic moment, but I think the world should not be under any illusion that this is the end of Burma's struggle. It's a new chapter in that journey.
Aung San Suu Kyi, who of course will be wielding the power behind the new president, Tin Jaw, says that she would like to change the country's constitution. But that's going to be very difficult, isn't it? Because, as you said, the military still has a quarter of all parliamentary seats.
That's right. And under the constitution, in order to amend it, it is necessary to get the support of 75% of parliament for any amendment. So, as you say, it is going to be very difficult. I think that clearly there was an attempt in the transition period since the elections in November to negotiate with the military and to see if amendments could be agreed, and that wasn't successful. I hope that over time new efforts to amend the constitution will be successful, both to allow Aung San Suu Kyi to become president, but also, of course, to move towards a political settlement for the country's ethnic nationalities, which would involve a federal solution, and that would involve some amendments to the constitution.
I was speaking there to Benedict Rogers of Christian Solidarity Worldwide.